darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Cody,
oh,
what is up?
What's going on?
We are ready for this darkness.
Yes. Wait. Before we actually are ready, actually ready, CJ? Are you fully charged up?
Oh, yeah.
Any problems? Pamela, she's going to be a bitch tonight and all that good stuff?
I got my eye on her. I got my own.
All right. Bitch. Just making sure, man.
I know, right?
I don't want any repeats.
Oh, my God. That was terrible. Yeah. Terrible. I felt like we really connected last week.
Yeah, we did, man. And the audience got none of that. It's all that
connection,
bonding,
right.
Soul searching, all that good
stuff. All that good shit. Yeah. And that's the funny thing. Like, you know, I remembering reading one of the questions. It was like, y'all sound a little wooden, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, this is the episode that's going to change your mind. Oh, no. Hello? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they listen to that shit like, yep, same old shit. You motherfuckers ain't got any.
Exactly.
No, this show, fuck this.
Unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going to listen to the Cody and P1 show.
I'm going to listen to those old darkest episodes. Right. When that shit really used to be dark.
Right.
And not this new shit. Fuck that.
Oh, shoot, man. But how you been, my friend?
I've been all right. Had a pretty cool weekend. Went out to San Diego, my home away from home, if you will.
San Diego, okay.
My buddy's birthday this weekend. We started a little brewery tour, if you will, or brewery hop. Yeah, that's probably a better word for it. So yeah, I did that. That was fun. That was pretty much my weekend. I know you had some fun this weekend.
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of old spillheads, some OG spillheads come up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were coming up for Stephanie Livingston wedding.
Right on.
So she finally got married to her boyfriend, Chad.
Okay.
So they happily married now. So.
Congrats to them.
Yeah. We had everybody like Amanda, you know, Metal Virgin came up. Tim Santos, he lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mexicano was up here.
Right on.
Ewok Princess. So some of the more known named people, they were like, we all been close friends, you know. And that's one thing about that site, you know, that site may have been gone, mm-hmm. and shit may have went down and or didn't go down or whatever, but I'm appreciative of that site. I made some long-term friends with that site.
Oh, that was a big thing about that site, man. These everlasting friendships that were sponsored, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, especially I'm just thankful to have a small net group that I can actually love and trust. I mean, can you see all that other craziness on that refugees bullshit?
God,
I'm like, man, who are these fucking
people? Yeah, they represent the least common denominator, is Phil. Like, the worst of the worst.
The ones that, like, always bitch.
Yep.
That never went anywhere.
Yep.
Always the first in the comment section. I always say I have something negative, some bullshit to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do appreciate Spill, though, all they've done, you know, meeting new friends and whatnot. I remember, since I met you and P1, my life has just been going downhill ever since then, so.
I know, right?
Appreciate you as the bitches for that.
I probably could have been more successful if I didn't waste all my time listening to Spill and meeting you guys.
Exactly.
Wow. Damn.
These motherfuckers bullshitting. What am I doing today? Bullshitting.
I could have studied a little bit more instead of all those hours I spent listening to this field. I could have been a doctor or a dentist.
I could have been the next president, man.
Yeah, I could have, you know, but who knows, man. I'm not going to dwell on the past.
Nah. Talk about old shit.
Oh, yes.
So we don't want to be stuck in the past, man. The past can be ugly sometimes. I know that for sure.
No, but so we were all down in Columbus. We rented out this fantastic loft. It was like one of those studio apartments.
Oh, okay.
And I guess a photographer lived or worked there, like has their studio there. So we rented that out on B2B. And I tell you, man, she was an art lady. Now, when you think of art, like, you tell me the most generic art studio. Like, without even, just what come to your mind? Like, how do you think this art studio was created? What do you think it looked like?
What do I think the art studio looked like?
Columbus is the type of hipster type place. So, you know, what kind of art studio you think is there?
Man, I'm assuming nothing too extravagant.
Okay. What I'm trying to get to is she tried to decorate the place so, you know, to make it not look original, you know, but it looks so uninspiring that it's original at the same time, if that make any sense. Like, they got the antique bicycle.
Uh-huh.
They got the little studio lamps. They got the little mannequin pieces. I mean, like, everything, like, if you were watching a movie, a New York movie, and you saw, like, hey, I lived in this studio, I'm a photographer, that's exactly what their place looked like.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It was so non-generic that it was generic. I mean, it was everything. So, and then, golly, I mean, it was in a nice, we were in a really nice area. We were able to zip up and down to go to any mall. I mean, not mall, but any bar up and down Columbus. Columbus got a real good a bar street.
Oh, so you have a good something. Okay.
Columbus does. I said Columbus does.
Okay.
You know, I can shit on all those parts of Ohio, but I can at least say Columbus.
I'm not too familiar for Ohio with Ohio, because she wants shits on all the time and ever too many good things outside of Ohio, period. So I don't know, man.
I mean, look, when P1 give me shit about it, I don't defend all of Ohio. I just defend Columbus. I'm like, look, Columbus has got a good spot.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I mean, the thing about the Columbus Strip, you got the hipsters, you got your jocks, you got job hipsters. You know, you got a whole nice little area there. So even Tim from California came up here.
Right.
And he said Columbus reminded him of some parts of Chicago. I mean, not Chicago, California.
Yeah, for what you just said, yeah, so a lot of areas out here, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so just having Tim, a real Californian. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know where P1 from. He ain't from America. Mexico, some bullshit. You know.
Damn.
Oh, foreign bastard. Work for ISIS or whatever. Yeah, I said I hope FBI. He worked for ISIS. P1 California. Hunt him down.
All right, damn.
Get him.
He's been
him and Wayne. Wayne too.
Yeah, I know Wayne's foreign. I know P1 for damn. News to me.
They both work for ISIS. So have at it, FBI.
Damn, that's why they have dispersed. That's why they have so much hate in their heart. It makes sense.
Yeah, I know, right. So what is this flash show? This red, white, and blue running streak it up on the television. These damn Americans with their decent superhero shows. God, I hate it. I hate it all.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll kill you.
CJ, you didn't impregnate any women on the ship, did you?
No. Hey, actually, I was I was wingman.
Oh, you're even then.
Yeah.
Yes. Caught up.
I was wingman my ass off at the wedding.
Nope.
I mean, this whole wedding, shit. For me, first me and Mexicano, we ended up going to a bar. It's a bar called 16-Bit.
Okay.
And it's a barcade. So.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, you got free to play. You know, as long as you buy a beer, if you buy a beer or a drink, you can play whatever game you like for free.
Okay.
We were just packed with people in there. We were just drinking. I had. Have you ever had Kentucky Bourbon Ale?
No, I heard it's okay.
Oh man, it actually pretty damn good. You know, you're not supposed to drink more than three tall glasses of that because it will fuck you.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's high up in their ABV range.
Yeah, but you know me, knowing this information. Knowing that I shouldn't have done it, knowing that it fucked me up two times before.
Oh boy!
I decided to buy a growler.
You bought a growler.
A growler, and I empty out two whole bottles of the Kentucky Bourbon Ale.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, Jesus Christ is right, my friend. I was gone. I was just good Lord. I was a drunk guy with a Kirby hat on. Because every time I go there, I wear this Kirby hat.
You would.
I do, man. Look, man, people love the Kirby hat. Buying that Kirby hat was like the best decision I ever made. I bought that fucking Kirby hat. People like, oh my God, I love your hat. They talk to me, want to hang out with me with the hat, Kirby hat. Girls like, I love your hat.
That's one hell of a combination. You got that Kirby hat on, then you got that little cheesy ass smile you always doing.
I know,
that
right?
Guilty look.
Look like Kirby trying to eat a big ass milk dud. Like, what happened to Kirby? You know, I got a little baby crying over here. Like, he dead. He tried to suck that black man head. He can't do nothing now. He's
chest bursting through him like an alien.
Yeah. Oh, God. That fucking. So then I got into it, too. So Mexicano had to, like, break me out of, like, this heated argument that I got to. Now, he told me this.
What the hell are you doing in the fights, man? What's going on?
I can't help it, man. Look, man, this is, man, he pushed my buttons.
All right, what happened? Give me the full details. I need to hear this.
Man, I should even give you my kryptonite, Lex Luthor. But I'll tell you.
As if you haven't done that before.
I know, right? So, I was drinking, and we were having a good time. We were playing all the games and stuff. And you always get that one random ass white guy that want to come up to you. And usually, if I tell somebody that they look like somebody, I'm going to tell them they look like a person, you know, like a good person, like somebody you wouldn't mind being compared to.
Right.
Like, I would never go to a girl and say, hey, you know what? You remind me of Quasimodo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, hey, girl, you know, you remind me of a piece of shit in my toilet. You know, yeah. At least if I think that, now I'm going to keep it to myself, or I'm just going to just wait till I leave, and then I'm like, man, y'all saw that ugly bitch.
Sounds about right, yeah, okay.
Even if I see an old ugly guy, I'm not going to say, like, hey, man, you know, you look like Dick Cheney.
Nah,
I tell you that.
Nah, it's common decency, man. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
So, tell me why this motherfucker comes up to me and say, like, hey, man, you kind of remind me of Biz Markie.
No.
And I'm like, excuse the fuck me.
Damn.
He's like, yeah, man, you know, like, you know, you make a lot of good songs. Like, you make one fucking good song, and that's not even a good song. And I looked at him, like, how do you think I'm supposed to take that?
Damn, dude.
I said, what make you think I want to hear that from you?
Yeah. On the list of people you never want to be called on, I'm pretty sure he's at the top.
And I'm like, this motherfucker. And then at this point, Mexicano see me banging my fist down, and he comes in between, like, come on, John, let's go. You know, just, it's okay, man, it's okay. And then he's like, well, I didn't mean to offend you. I'm just saying, you could look like him. You know, it's dark and everything. You know, I'm like, no, get the fuck away from me, you stupid son of a bitch. I said, like, you are a racist, stupid ass motherfucker. Poor Mexicano had to, like, pull me, the 300-pound man, away from me. I had to, you know, I almost attacked this man.
Yeah, you got alcohol on your system, too. I already know.
I had two growlers, man.
Oh, good God. So you might have been all right if you had the alcohol on your system. You probably just, like, walked away, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever.
I still would have probably beat his ass.
Never mind.
Oh, that's fighting words.
Well, yeah. Just like keep that is.
Like, how are you supposed to take that? You're
not compliment.
Like, oh, okay. Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's not even a backhanded compliment.
No, it's not.
That's a slap to the nuts.
No. Yeah, I wish I could say he's talented. I'm like, not really. I don't know about all that. The motherfucker barely talks. I don't know. But
no, there's nothing good to say about him at all. Oh, he raced his ass over. He was looking all bad, like Charlie Brown, like, wah, wah, wah. He's like, why didn't he like what I said? I said, I hope your mother and you die of cancer.
Just call me that alien from Men in Black 2, man. How the fuck am I supposed
to know? Right. I should have said he looked like a retarded George Zimmerman. Man, I would enjoy that.
Because
he just assassinated my black hair. So he already got a fit, George Zimmerman.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was out.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
So then we ended up, so we left the bar, We ended up going into another bar, and I went to a gay bar, too.
Uh-oh.
I know, right?
Damn, dude. You covered all the dates that weekend.
It was nothing but bars up and down the street, so we was just bar hopping at that point.
Okay.
You know, and I've never been to a gay bar. I mean, like, I didn't know, you know, I mean, I wasn't going to be like, oh, my God, I've never been to a gay bar. But just, hey, I just wanted to go to a gay bar and see what that looked.
Okay.
It was like, yeah. So I was up in there. It was show tune night. So if that tells you anything, you know, the show tune night means every stereotypical kind of gay guy that's in there is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a group of bald black men, you know, and I'm like, oh, my Lord, I'm a bald black man, too. But the only difference was, you know, they were all like Billy. So they was all skinny and in shape and stuff like that. So
And they had that teeth cleaning and all that?
Oh, yeah, they had the teeth clean. Oh, they were cleaning each other's teeth. They were dental flossing down there, if you know what I mean.
Jesus.
Oh, Cisco. Oh, no. They did look like Billy, though. They all look like Billy. They were just bald, gay Billies.
So did they try to indoctrinate you into their bald, gay blackmail?
No, I probably was too chubby for that. Oh, it wasn't Bear Night or something like that. I had a Mexicano getting drinks for him, but you know, I got a wave from somebody.
Okay.
So well, okay, yeah. There we go.
You got something out of it.
Yeah.
There you go. You probably didn't get what you wanted. You probably wanted a dick in your ass, but you didn't get that.
I was too drunk too. Actually, Mexicano actually walked me back to the apartment, and he went back out. So I was just praying that he didn't come back with anybody, because they would have had a gay old time. I would have been like, woke up like, ooh. I didn't remember having Mexican last night. My ass is killing me. My butthole looked like a T-Row.
Oh, come on. damn.
But. Oh, damn.
You racially insensitive son of a bitch.
I'm just describing what my butthole would have looked like if they would have had a party back then. It would have definitely looked like a banana Chiro. Yeah. Well, you know what? It would have been my first time, so it would have been like a strawberry Chiro, really. Maybe a strawberry and chocolate Chiro. It would have been like all three colors.
Show like a funnel cake.
Yeah, I would have got funnel. All right. But no, that did not happen. So. And if it did, I would be upset because that was a sexual assault. I wouldn't be upset because it was a gay act.
It finally happened to me. Oh, you're just the other way around.
Yeah, I know. Right?
You should have the giver.
At least I don't wake her up.
Yeah, you take pride in your sexual assault, man.
Exactly. Oh, boy, but, then we went to, you know, we had Stephanie's wedding, and it was a beautiful wedding. You know, she actually designed her own wedding.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was like in a warehouse type of event. She had a pumpkin themed, and... You know, we had to keep basic bitches from trying to come in, you know, take pictures with all our pumpkins and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We even had pumpkin spice beer and everything. So.
Oh, yeah, they got plenty of that out right now. Yep.
Yeah.
It's season. So,
yeah, so I was an MC. You know, I was escorting everybody and making sure everybody was eating properly, you know, keeping all the husband's family in line. And all her friends was pretty cool. All her friends were like art friends. And his friends was an art friend too. But he had some old school black people up in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
One of them, they across the street from the warehouse, there was a devil head, mm-hmm. like a white devil head. And they like, oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah, not having it in a church, they having it in a devil. I hope the devil not look upon this way. I was just looking. They're like, baby, why aren't they having it in the church? I said, because they're not any denomination. This is
right.
Yeah, you know, the kids do nowadays. They don't have to do the standard having it in the church. You can have it wherever.
Nope.
you don't need to have a preacher. They didn't even have a preacher, so it didn't, cause, they're atheists or not. You know, they don't believe in God, so
right.
They had it their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, shit, they should have been expecting the worst. That with the weather so close to Halloween, I mean, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, I was actually taking care of Stephanie's mother. You know, I got her food, got Chad's mother food, took care of them, and then I got to the dad's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stephanie, she's half black, so, like, her dad was black, and, you know, Chad's all black, so his dad was black.
Okay.
So I went to go help these Negroes out, right? These Negroes, I swear to God, man, you can't, like, crabs in a fucking bucket, these old black men. Trying to help them out.
Finish.
Okay. No, they were just like, you know, hey, sir, can I help you? He said, no, young blood, I can take care of myself or whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. You can only tell me once.
Right.
You're not going to Tina Turner me. And there was this other dude. He was like this tall, pimp-looking guy. And I'm like, okay, hey, sir, it's your turn. This table is time to eat. We ain't eating goddamn thing. I'm like, all right, well, that's fine. All right, next table over there.
Hey, excuse me for trying to be a decent human being and trying to help you out.
I saw his ass get up too, get some chicken wings. I'm like, all right. I said, oh, you like that wing, sir? Tastes pretty good, huh? You freaking lick him. I walked away from his ass.
Yeah.
But then Stephanie, yeah, she had a lot of hot friends too.
Oh, you trying to pull moves on him, trying to use that same catch line you've been having for the last, like, 2 years?
Oh, which one was that? Which one?
You know,
that I tried to...
You're from Chicago, right?
Oh. I thought you were talking about my Pokemon catch line.
Oh, you got a Pokemon one? What the hell is that?
Hey, girl. I got a Master Ball, so you're an easy catch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, girl, how about I become a Lickitung and use my special attack? I don't know why doesn't it work. Actually, we had lunch earlier with Stephanie, and I was standing in line, and I ran into this random girl, and this random girl, she just quit her job and everything. So I'm like, hey, you got some free time? You want to be my plus one to the wedding? And, she said yes. So we made her my plus one. You know, I brought her to the wedding, but I felt bad because I was emceeing the whole wedding, so I kind of abandoned her.
But, oh, so you abandoned a woman? You know, thanks, DJ. Come on, that was too easy.
Well, I did not even think about that.
You should have known, man.
What I meant to say was, she stood me up. She did not come. No, yeah, I didn't really abandon her, but I was kind of working. So she saw me working. She didn't feel bad. She was a pretty girl. But the other girls, Amanda and Whitney, man, they would just give me some haterade. They were like, how you going to walk up to some girl and ask her to be your plus one, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I'm like, you know, this girl crazy. You know, they was throwing a crazy word and everything like that. And then when they saw her come in and she had this nice little dress on, had a nice little outfit on, they were like, oh, she looked really good. How do y'all, what y'all doing? Y'all hook up and stuff? I'm like, I ain't telling y'all bitches shit.
Yeah, talking about that shit earlier.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
All that shit, so. But other than that, Stephanie had an excellent wedding. It was a wonderful one. I was glad to be a part of it. Glad seeing their relationship flourish. I mean, they've been together for like about 9 or 10 years.
Oh, holy hell. Wow.
I know, right?
That's impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive. So,
I mean, well, sound like it was a successful weekend all around, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, all around.
Yeah, besides you have men and women again, but yeah, that's kind of what you normally do. Hey, that's just in your blood, apparently.
I guess so. I guess I am never meant to be in a relationship with anybody.
Commitment is not part of your vocabulary, my friend.
I don't want to use my upgrades at Verizon because that's a 2-year commitment. I don't want to do that. I buy all my shit outright.
I would say the only thing you're committed to is this podcast, but that ain't the case all the time, so yeah.
I know, I'm looking at episode 50. I'm like, man, episode 50 come here? Break up?
Yep. Been almost a year. I gotta leave you, girl.
Hey, at least I'll give you a good year with me.
Right. You do that at least. And you pretend you're in love.
Shit, but waking up this morning and today, man, it's been a pretty good 2 days on the phone, Monday and a Tuesday.
As far as what goes, is personal life or what?
No, I'm talking about as far as like a new like movie and stuff.
Oh yeah, man, it's been pretty interesting, man. Yeah, to say the least.
I mean, I don't know if you already know, but you saw what they talked about, the Static Shock show?
That's what I wanted to bring that up to you. I know you're a huge Static Shock fan.
Love Static Shock, yeah. Love the superhero Static Shock. So, I can't wait to see it. I mean, I don't know. I miss Static Shock. I think he was, like, the best black character that was on television, especially at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, there was nothing, you couldn't say nothing bad about Static. You know, he was smart. He was still kind of cool. He wasn't buffoonish.
Nope.
You know, I mean, his theme song kind of got a little buffoonish sometimes.
Yeah, he had fucking Romeo on there. Yeah. No way out of that.
Yeah, that's about it. But, you know, he inspired me. You know, I love Static Shock. I thought he was like, he actually jumped. Because Spider-Man is my number one guy. Mm. But then Static kind of jumped Spider-Man.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because you got a kid that can control lightning and electricity. He invents stuff. You know, him and Spider-Man do the same thing. They both invent things. They both lost a loved one. You know, I can see them, both of them being good friends, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, the show lasted for 2 seasons on Kid WB. You know, I was all about, you know, growing up in Chicago. I was all about, you know, wanting to have superpowers and beating up gangbangers mm-hmm. and stuff. Zapping them.
Putting your justice across the city.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, were you a big Static Shock watcher?
Man, I can't say I was. I was familiar with the property and the cartoon, of course, but I wasn't a huge, I didn't really tune in it too much, so. Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, this is going to be a digital web series, actually.
Okay, yeah. So what about 15, 20 minutes long or something?
Probably, yeah, because it's gonna be a series of episodes, I'm assuming. Yeah, probably around like 15, 20 minutes. Because they're also bringing out yet another, you remember those Mortal Kombat webisodes they had? They had like 2
yeah.
of those, so they're bringing another one of those as well, Mortal Kombat. That's coming back as well.
Poor Jaleel White, man, he can never get over.
Man.
I mean, I'm hearing a lot of good things about this season of Black Dynamite.
Oh, man. Yeah, that first episode was pretty damn hilarious, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah. It's much better than anything from Boondocks this season. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, no. That's not saying a lot.
Well, that's not saying a whole lot, but still. Yeah. I thought it was pretty damn funny.
Shit, it's good to be a black man out in a cartoon world.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, guess what else around the corner?
What's that?
There is the Tyler Perry Madea animated show.
Well, you bullshit me.
Oh, my God. The Tyler Perry.
CJ.
It's called Madea's Tough Love.
Please tell me you're playing.
I'm
searching this on Google right now. It better be fake.
Oh,
what is
the,
it called?
The wonderful. Oh, it's called Tough Love. Huh? And it's a, yeah.
Love? Oh my God! No,
it's an animated movie.
Oh no! Damn cover! Ah, Jesus Christ! You're fucking kidding me! Damn, this is when I give that dude credit for Gone Girl. He puts this out.
He does this.
Jesus! Oh, fuck you, Tyler. Last time I gave you credit. You son of a bitch. Oh, my God. I cannot believe this shit.
You give that Negro an inch and he takes
a
little.
Oh, fine.
My God.
God, there's a trailer for this thing, too. I'm afraid to watch this.
Go ahead and if you can play. Jesus.
No, I can't stand that right now. I got.
No, you
can't take
that. No. It's pretty fucking bad. It's they're doing it, and I can't believe they're doing it. I don't know who they're making this for. I don't know.
Lord.
Lionsgate, too. You should be ashamed of yourself, Lionsgate.
Damn, dude, I thought we were going to have a year without Madea, dude. I was like, okay, maybe he isn't proven. There's no Madea this year. So much for that.
And the thing about Tyler Perry, too, because I saw Gone Girl.
Right.
You know, I enjoyed the heck out of it. I thought he was good in Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Come to find out that he wrote, like, an article about David Fincher saying he didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I also read that article, yeah.
Two, he said if he knew that he made those movies, he wouldn't have did the movie with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Like, what do you mean that, like, you wouldn't have done the movie if you knew that was him? I don't know if David Fincher, did he even make any anti-Jesus movies or some shit? Tyler Perry should have just shut the hell up, though. I mean, everybody was, seriously. That's the only thing that everybody praised him on, was that movie.
Making him relevant with people other than blacks, you know?
Yeah, I mean, even my fucking father, my dad, who's I don't know what kind of movies he like, because he's a cynical bastard, and he loved Tyler Perry. I mean, he didn't love Tyler Perry, but he said Tyler Perry, to him, he thought Tyler Perry stole the show, which I would say, okay, Dad, you need to calm down. I don't know what you were smoking.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't steal no show. And my dad hates everything. I mean, he hates everything, but he's going to say, like, Tyler Perry stole the show. But then he couldn't get into Gone Girl.
Really?
My father couldn't get into Gone Girl because when they got up to the Neil Patrick Harris character,
mm-hmm.
to him, he knew that Neil Patrick Harris was gay. So seeing Neil Patrick Harris making out with a girl and stuff, he knew that was act. That was fake. I'm like, what do you mean fake, Dad? Do you mean acting?
Right.
What I don't understand you, father. You're like, yeah, you know, I mean, I just knew that, you know, he's gay, so, you know, he's up there kissing a girl all hard and everything. I'm like, Dad, he's acting like a man who's been obsessed with the same woman for like 20-something years. I don't know how else you're supposed to portray that.
Yeah, some people, they have a hard time having a suspension of disbelief.
Oh, my God, yeah. Then he started bringing up the medical stuff. Like, my dad's a doctor, so he started bringing up the medical stuff. He's like, well, you know, like, well, they could have really found out if she was pregnant or not by this, that, and the other. I'm like, Dad, nobody gives a fuck. What's that? I'm like, Dad, it was a good movie, okay? It was a good movie. Just say it's a good movie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, I'm watching this goddamn trailer right now. The animation on this is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Madea, the Tyler Perry movie.
Damn, dude.
Animated movie. And it may get a series if it does well.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Coming to your TBS or BT near you.
Some of the WB kids.
Look at all these comments, too, for this Madea show. Yeah. Like, does it mean that Madea going to be bringing Saturday morning cartoons back, please? And I'm like, no.
Jesus Christ. This is what we have to look forward to. As far as Saturday morning cartoons go, and damn, I feel sorry for this next generation.
Oh, my God.
They're fucked. Just completely fucked.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All these fucking comments. These people, they're in love with this. That's awesome. I can't wait to see this. Now, this I want to see. Why black people? No, black
people. Oh, when are we going to learn?
There's only one white guy in this whole comment section so far. And he's like, oh, crap, Madea's on the run from the Pope. Oh, blah, blah, blah. No. He's actually enjoying it. All these fucking people enjoying this trailer.
Jesus Christ.
Granted, it just came out today.
Madea.
You heard it first, people. On the dock.
Yes. Breaking story. Madea's tough love.
Madea's tough
love. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, we will break that goddamn story on here.
We go from uplifting, not uplifting, but like good shows, good black people on TV, on cartoons, Static Shock, Black Dynamite, and then we got this Madea. Madea just.
To the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, but it negates all that goodwill. Yeah. This is why black people not lying on television. Shit. Oh, shit. But I mean, this whole week though been pretty good for everybody, or at least DC.
DC, man, yeah. Yeah, Marvel had their little announcement last week.
Yeah,
I say little, it was a huge announcement. But and DC was like, okay, well, we got some too, man. We got some right here. Boom, release schedule until 2020, man. Damn, it's a long time.
Yeah, I mean, to hear that, you know, to hear DC saying, look, we about to have a woman have her own movie. We're about to have a black kid have his movie.
Yep.
We may have the Green Lantern back.
Mm-hmm. You know. Going to try to make Aquaman relevant.
Yeah. you can try to put Momoa. Momoa, what's his name? Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, you can try to shove them down our throats, so we'll see.
Yeah, we got a new Flash, because people always wanted that shit connected to the CW verse, but WWE kept saying it, no, it ain't connected. So yeah, I got the new Flash, Mr. Ezra Miller, who's a go ahead.
No. I was gonna just say, like, I just saw the episode 3 of Flash, and you know, the Flash is still good, man. I mean, even Tony. Tony had
Tony, he loves everything DC, so you really.
but Tony had to put Wayne on blast because, you know, Tony was talking about how much he liked the Flash, and I said, hey, I liked it too. And here come Wayne. Here come grumpy old Australian killing indigenous people, Wayne. See, Leapy wasn't smart enough to keep out of that comment section, yeah. So, everybody was turning on him, but I was just like, man, this season of Flash, I mean, especially like the bad guy who's his professor at the same time or mentor.
You're talking about Wells?
Yeah, Wells, man. Like, I really like that guy.
Yeah, I haven't seen the third episode yet, but I like what I've seen from him so far. So,
and then, you know, after seeing that Flashpoint movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing how much that other Flash, like, fucks with him.
Oh,
so
yeah,
bad.
Professor Zoom.
Yeah, Professor Zoom, like, just to know that Professor Zoom is on the rise, mm-hmm. and gonna fuck with him, like, I can't wait, like.
Yeah, it's cool, yeah, because they introduced him in the first season, which pretty soon, I'm like, cool, yeah, they jumped right into that, so, like, okay.
And you're looking at him like a time bomb, like, you know, like, why is he protecting him? Why does he care? Mm-hmm. Or why does he want him to succeed right now?
Right.
Yeah, and Professor Zoom, what, from the future, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So it's a lot of story with that. It kind of makes me, the only thing I don't really like is just the, it's not that I don't like, it's just like right now they kind of have like a Power Rangers setup of it, you know, like all three of those people together, mm-hmm. trying to figure out things. But I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail you from the Flash and
No.
The DC bringing all, like, they said they're gonna be busy all the way to
2020, man. Yeah, because they have announced not just one Justice League movie, but two, in a two parter. So I don't know if they're gonna be, it's one continuous story, but it's Justice League Part 1 and Justice League Part 2. So there's that. There's Cyborg, like you mentioned. We got Green Lantern, but they ain't hit till fucking 2020. So, but I'm sure he'll pop up in one of these Justice League films. And yeah, like I said, we got Wonder Woman, and the one I was surprised about the release date was Shazam, because that's the one that's been getting talked up the most. Because, you know, The Rock was like, "Oh, I'm Black Adam," and all this. So I was like, assuming that would be the one that's like fast track. I thought that was going to come out like within the next 2-3 years, but no, that's not coming out to 2019.
2019, god damn.
Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? Okay, Jesus.
Oh, shit. All right, 5 years to make that movement. Hopefully they're working on it well. Yeah, they're writing what they need to write.
Yeah. Also, yeah. You got a Suicide Squad that comes out in the same year as Batman vs. Superman. So,
now, who's the Suicide Squad?
That is a band of villains ushered in by Amanda Waller, if you know who that is.
No.
That's, it's probably the worst representation of it. But do you remember Angela Bassett's character in Green Lantern?
No. No, I don't.
Jesus. Well, anyway, she played Amanda Waller, even though it was a poorly written version of Amanda Waller. Basically, she's like, DC Comics' Nick Fury.
Oh, okay.
If you will. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so she ushers in, instead of bringing the Avengers together, she brings this band of villains together called the Suicide Squad. And usually consistent with the Suicide Squad is, I don't know if you ever heard of Black Manta. He's Aquaman villain.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Got a Deathstroke. Got Deathshot. Sometimes you got Captain Boomerang. Newer versions have Harley Quinn in there, and as well as who am I forgetting? I don't know. They rotate a lot, but yeah, basically it's just a band of villains. It's kind of almost like the Sinister Six in a way.
Okay.
Yeah, but
well, you know, those kids, the DC villains are a little more badass, though.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
I can't wait to see what they can. I mean, who knows? It's funny how DC have all the properties of all their characters.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel, you know, right now they started strong, but we're gonna get to the point where they're gonna need to try to grab the rest of their people back.
Right.
Or will they need to grab their people back? I don't know. I mean, you know, you got DC, like I said, they got all their people. Mm-hmm. They just need to make good movies for them.
Yeah, that's all we need, man. That's all we need.
Then you got Marvel over there trying to do the best they can with what they have.
Man, all things said, man, they are doing just fine without whoever they don't have at the moment. Yeah, they're doing just fine. Obviously, we would all love to see Spider-Man, X-Men, and Fantastic Four all back at home with Marvel.
My thing, like, you know, I was just watching, one of the end credits for Captain America 3, and you got Scarlet Witch, and you have... Quicksilver,
yeah.
But they're not going to be called mutants, though. Like,
right.
Like, they can't, like, it just fucking annoys me that they can't even say the word mutant because of the whole legal boundaries. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, it's
childish motherfuckers.
It's kind of lame, man. But that's just one of those things, man. You just can't avoid. You got to roll with it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Well, shit. I wish the best for all of this stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm intrigued. I'm definitely intrigued. See how this pans out, man. Hopefully, Batman Superman brings it, man. I really hope it does. So.
Okay. Do you got any questions? Do we have any questions or any questions for old shows that we didn't answer? Or?
We do. But I got one more story.
Sure.
You get into. Real quick, hold on, let me copy this link for you. Let's see your own Facebook Messenger, if I can find it, and yes, I did find it. Oh, iPad, you're working so great today. Thank you. One second, there you go. Check that out.
The Metro.
Yes, the Metro. Yes, CJ. I don't know if you ever made love on the beach or ever desired to do so.
I have done it in a sandy hallway.
A sandy hallway? What?
I try to copy you. You know.
Okay.
I'm standing up in the hallway. Adjusting the lights.
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe if you're reading this story, this will probably turn you off on the notion of having sex on the beach. No show is how it did for me. This does not sound fun at all. So basically, this couple, they were getting real frisky on the beach, Puerto San Giorgio Beach, to be exact. Where the heck? I have no idea what the hell that is, but anyway. they were in the water, getting down, and apparently at the water, because you know they have waves, and the water comes and goes, and apparently that was bringing them closer together, and it brought them so close together that they were, like, literally stuck together for a moment.
How were they stuck?
I'll read this little part. It says the young pair, they were relaxing on the beach, expressing their love, and what they thought was a daring and romantic adventure became embarrassing for them when they were unable to detach themselves due to suction. They were forced to shuffle to the shore, stuck together. This caught the attention of a woman walking on the beach, and she kindly gave them a towel to preserve what was left of their dignity. They had to get... they had to be taken to a nearby hospital, and they were given an injection an injection used that was primarily used for women in need of a dilation that are pregnant. So,
what was stuck in what?
I'm assuming his dick got caught in her vagina.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Hold on. And apparently, I guess the motion of the water or something. Just, I don't know, I guess just...
create some kind of void,
yeah,
or vacuum.
Yeah, void, yeah, some vacuum. Because they don't give a whole lot of details in this article, unfortunately. Right. I really don't know the scientific method behind all this madness.
They come out looking like the swamp thing. They're like, oh, help me!
It's kind of look like the thing.
Yeah, I know, right? The thing. They're like, that's some Cronenberg shit.
They should have made Cronenberg blush, man.
That's disgusting, too. You know, you don't want to have sex on the beach. One, kids are on the beach and everything. You got, like, parasites and stuff in the water.
Exactly. You know. Imagine, yeah. So, I mean, it's like a jellyfish. Oh. Swim with the shore and just stung your ass.
That's when you needed one. You know, he should have had one of those, that underwater condom that you had.
Oh, the scroll guard?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't perfect, yeah.
That would have got stuck in her, and he could have just attacked himself.
Bye, bitch.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You got stuck. That's what they get, being nasty on the goddamn.
Oh yeah, I agree with you, CJ. Yeah.
I hope some radioactive waste hit them too, and that they would just really fuse together.
The dawn of a supervillain.
Somebody probably thought it was some crab people or something like that.
Crab people.
Ah, people. Taste like crap. Look like people.
Fuck like idiots.
Oh, man. I wonder, did they have to crawl away like that? You know? Or did he have to, like, do, like, a wheelbarrow? Like, all right, I'm going to turn you sideways and wheelbarrow you up to the street.
Oh, man, I can see this being the next trauma film or something. Like some bad horror movie.
Or what if they had, like, stuck in a 69 position or something? They had to, like, cartwheel all the way back home.
Cartwheel head to toe.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that is epic. That is epic. Well, people, if you're, if you're in need of a story for an origin for a villain, here you go. Perfect.
The coupler.
Yes, the coupler.
Two couples went out to sea to find love. Then they were fused together by the sea, so now they're angry at the sea.
Oh, man, radioactive fucking. Gotta love it. Oh, well, that was fun. That was fun. Anyway, I suppose we should get into these questions now.
Yes, questions.
Had a good amount of talk, good amount of bullshit. Now we're going to do some more bullshit, or lightheartedness, if you will. I guess we'll find out. Mm-hmm. Okay, these questions come from Darkness Episode 45, of course. First one comes from Alex. He says, I think it's safe to say that Wayne and TPO took a shit on Flash because it was actually a crappy show. I've seen better acting on the Seventh Heaven than this crap.
Wow.
Wow, okay, man.
The molestation is pretty low. I mean, that's some good acting. If you can hide that molestation for like 10 years.
Those little boys, I'll give them that, yeah.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad that you can, you know, stick behind your child molester. You do that. Love your child molester, Alex.
Oh, right on, man. I've never seen Seventh Heaven, so I don't know. Maybe that can just suck, but honestly, I don't have a problem with the acting. It's not the best, of course, but I don't have any real... The only person I have a real issue with is that damn dude on the team, the computer whiz guy.
Oh, the Mexican guy?
Yeah, him.
Oh. Is he going to be the Beetle?
I fucking hope not. I hope he's not anybody.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to kill him, because I know he's going to die pretty soon. He got to die. Unless they're going to make him the Beetle, because I'm like... Because when you're looking at the show, you're like, they got a Mexican kid on here for some reason. And knowing that, the Beetle Mexican, so.
Oh, jeez, I really don't do that.
He's not like a pretty, handsome Mexican kid. No. You know, he's just some, like, random-ass Mexican guy.
Yeah, annoying little shit is what he is.
Yeah, so, he may be the Beetle, who knows.
God.
But, like, no, the show, I'm like, you know, people, like I said, people try to shit on it. And I don't think it's a bad show at all.
No, I don't, Matt, because I hold TV and film in a different category. I don't expect, I have certain expectations for TV as opposed to film. Like, if this is like a film, this, like, I granted, this TV show is not film quality. I'll give you that. It's not. For a TV show to CW, I think it is fine.
And now, like, granted, the only character that I don't really like, I can do without the daughter, you know, the daughter and, like, the daughter fucking her dad's brother, I mean, fucking her dad partner, which is kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
That is very awkward. Yeah. I mean, that is
kind of weird.
You get rid of the love.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It's one of my pet peeves, a fucking love interest, man, but that's
and that's any movie.
Oh, that's any movie. That's primarily fucking superhero properties, too, unfortunately. As much as I love them, I mean, they shove that shit in almost all of them. But
yeah, and then it kind of incestuous, too, if you think about
it. In a way, yeah.
Because they pretty much grew up together, they lived together, and all that stuff. So I can see where she's coming from. Like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
my brother.
I see that completely, yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I want to fuck you.
Like, dang, I know she looks good and all that, but come on, man.
Are you fucked up like your daddy that killed your mama, huh? You don't know what's right anymore, don't you, boy? I would complain about that. I'm like, I don't blame the girl for not really liking him.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Just drop her story. They should make her like such a small note, but now she's going to be like this detective girl. Either they, you know, they're gonna kill the dad because I like the dad. I like the black cop. Mm-hmm. You know, he says a lot of funny stuff, and he just comes in, you know, and he gets in Barry's ass sometimes. So
yeah,
I think he's pretty funny.
I like him too.
Yeah. So once they get rid of the love, I mean, maybe people just hate this whole CW stank on it. Because it does have some messy...
Oh, yeah, don't. No, it's not completely repellent of that. I'll give him that.
And the guy, the main character, he looked fine in the suit. Mm-hmm. And he's okay. I just kind of wish he had, like, a different voice. Like, a little bit more of a manlier voice or heroic voice.
More bass in his voice.
Yeah, more bass or something. More like a... I know I'm the pot calling the kettle black, but, you know. But I want my superhero... I don't like when my superheroes are a little bit like they're younger than me and they're all kind of sexy and all this other stuff.
That's why you hate Spider-Man so much.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's exactly why I fucking hate that. Fucking sexy. I don't want to see a superhero that I couldn't hang out with. At least the older superheroes, they'll take you under their wing and say, "Hey, young man, how are you doing? You know, hey, do you want to fly my magic car or something?" Like, I want my superhero to be ready to molest me, you know. These young ones, they're not going to do that. They're not going to care, you know. They're going to be hanging out with their sexy girlfriends, sexy this.
So you want your superhero to be Stephen Collins, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. I want him to be just like Seven Heaven, you know.
Oh, I like how that question just came full circle.
Yeah, yeah. So, there you go. So, I understand. I understand you, Alex. We both want our... superheroes in our shows to molest them.
Yes.
So there you go.
There you go. Next question. Oh, speak of the devil. Next question comes from Steve. Personally, I think Smallville, Arrow, Gotham, and Flash are all in the same camp. They're all pretty horrible, and the acting in each one is on the same damn par. DC seriously needs to get their shit together.
Well, you know, the thing about the Arrow, like, I heard the last week episode was something really, really good. Like, people were really talking about it. So I don't even know. I can't talk shit about the Arrow because I had never seen it. Granted, I think I saw the first episode and didn't really care too much, but it stayed alive long. You know, I did like Smallville up to a point. You know, I have a limit to how bad something can really be. You know, Gotham, I was going to give it up, like you said, until we talked about it being a comedy.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, I don't know. The Flash is just a stupid show. I don't know. People, what do you want? Do you want a really serious, dark, edgy show or something like that every night? Do you want the Breaking Bad Flash, the Breaking Bad Gotham, the Breaking... Well,
they'd be complaining about that, too.
Yeah. Gotham would make sense if it were more Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we talk about yesterday episode tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That should be fun.
Yeah. I mean, now, you know, Constantine coming out, too, so I'm going to watch.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The first episode of Constantine, so I can get all this comic book stuff in. Mm-hmm. You know. Walking Dead is doing this thing. I mean, like, all these shows have so, they got so many different ups and downs and turns.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much worse stuff on television, people.
Oh, boy, tell me about it.
Go to Bravo, all right? Go to VH1. Y'all go watch the Drumline show that comes out next week. Where the motherfuckers still didn't leave college. Just like every other black kid that goes to the hall.
Drumline, the TV series. Oh, my gosh. I'm still in disbelief. Yeah. I am still in disbelief. But no, Steve, no. Yeah, I hope DC gets their shit together, too. Honestly, I don't despise every single one. I do despise Arrow. I did Hey Smallville. Gotham, I'm still in the fence about. It's just okay right now. It's not anything great. It's not as bad as it was. But, hey, I'm hanging there. Flash, I think it's pretty cool so far. So, I don't know, man. Hopefully the movies also improve. And we'll see where it goes from there, man.
Okay.
Next question comes from Amethyst Chaos, and she's
Chaos.
Yes, Chaos. She says, "Has P1 ever had a movie he liked?" But I'm assuming she meant you guys hate it, or I don't know what she means, guys in general. But I don't know. I'm trying to think. Does he have a movie that he likes that you hate, Chicago John? I know you have. Yeah, I already know one. You probably know this one. What this is too. But
I can't. Yeah, you go ahead. You go first, because you've done a lot more review for him than I have.
Come on, Iron Man 3. Come on now. You know that.
Oh, God damn it. You better be glad I can't push you off this boat. We in this thing together.
I hate it strong for that fucking film. Fuck that movie.
Oh, my God. Damn you, Cody.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get shit for this next week, too, but I don't give a damn.
See, I need to have your back. We're like Gotham, you and I. You know, I'm Bullock and you're Gordon. And I'm like, God damn it, all you had to do is just kill the fucking people. All you had to do is just not say nothing about Iron Man 3. I can't turn on you.
I don't think it got them out.
I don't know what show he liked or what movie he liked. Ah, shit. I need to listen to more of his review. It's kind of hard. Because I can't download it to my podcast.
Yeah, Alex, he actually responded. He said, yeah, it's the Punisher Warzone.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
I don't know what to take of that, man. You know what? That is something. I don't get it. Is it bad?
It is hilarious. That's all I take from it. It's what it is. So bad is good, man. I love it. I love the hell out of that movie.
Yeah, I mean, him and I, we're pretty sensible, I guess, for the most part. I mean, we all have our extremely bad things. I mean, I know I got, I love a Sucker Punch, and he despises it. So.
God, so what the fuck is wrong with you, CJ?
I don't know. The strong women, man. Strong. How dare you not see that?
Oh, God. Oh, women empowering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely Iron Man 3 for me, and I guess Punisher Warzone for CJ. I don't know. Even though the movie's fantastic. Fuck you talking about CJ. Shame on you. Anyway, our last question comes from, CJ's best friend. Django the D is silent. He is back.
Oh, he still haven't died? I thought he died.
Nope.
I'm gonna do a reverse man to him, go back in time, kill his mother. She have
the D lives on. Here what he has to say, Chicago John, you black ass coon. I can't believe you lost half the show. Cody says P1 is gone, you're gonna have to learn the basic art of how to train a coon. Jesus.
I'm about to lose this right now.
I saw a monkey at the zoo, and I can't believe why black people were ever compared to monkeys, because these monkeys were definitely smarter than the coon called CJ. Jesus! Wow, Django. I tell you, man, you leave me speeches every week. Every week you come, man. You just leave me speeches, man.
Well, thank you all for coming to the darkness. Really enjoyed you. Y'all have any questions or what or topics or stuff, make sure y'all send it in to us here at the darkness down below. Thank you for listening. So, and Django, when you die, please send me your invitation so I can go to your funeral. Son of a bitch. I hope you die. God, once you die, man, it's just... I'd rather bring Hitler back to life and have him and clone him than to have one of you. I'd rather have 50 Hitlers living in this world than one of you. So, but I'm saying that, man. So, thank you all again for another great episode of The Darkness.
Django,
at the movie.
Django really is your Reverse Flash, man.
I know, right? But he killing. God. Yeah, so yes, everybody, I'm Chicago John.
Oh, Cody, man. Django, man, you are one of a kind, man.
I'll catch y'all later next time on The Darkness.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Darkness, everybody, darkness is spreading. No!